Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer that calls me.
Welcome to the Pray With Me podcast. Again, thank you for joining me for another episode, another prayer on this Sanctified Sunday as we focus on praying for the church. And we're looking at congregations of the church that are like various ones found within the Bible. We come to the church in Revelation chapter 3, verses 14 and following. We come to lukewarm Laodicea, where Revelation chapter 3, verse 14 begins, saying, "And to the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish that you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Because you say, I am rich and have become wealthy and have need of nothing, and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked, I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, that you may be rich, and white garments that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Therefore be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come to him and dine with him, and he with me. To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne." So would you pray with me at this time for lukewarm churches like those in Laodicea. Father in heaven, we thank you for the church around the world. We thank you for the fact that it can be found in every place. We pray for those congregations that are lukewarm, like this church in Laodicea, whose works are neither cold nor hot, that they are striving to be both God-pleasers and men-pleasers, it seems. They say they have no need of anything, meaning they trust in themselves and don't understand that they're truly spiritually poor and in great need. We pray for these congregations that are in need of rebuke and in need of your chastening, which is from your love. Father, we desire that these churches would repent and then be zealous for the good works that they should have been doing all along. We pray that they would overcome the temptations to be lukewarm. And if they overcome, that they would be rewarded to sit with Jesus Christ on his throne in heaven. And we pray for other congregations that are around these lukewarm churches, that they would be able to help them become zealous for God, and not be influenced by them and be taken away in their lukewarm ideas and lukewarm works. Father, we pray for these churches that they would become on fire for you, zealous for good works, and as a whole, that they would love you and receive that rebuke, knowing that you love them. And Father, we're thankful for your rebuke and your chastening, because we know that you only do so to those whom you love. We thank you for your love and for your patience. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name and by his authority. Amen. Again, thank you for joining me in prayer this morning. And remember to pray like it all depends on God, but to work like it all depends on you. Until next time.
My soul.